The newest addition to the Buffalo Bills roster comes just a few days before the team reports to training camp, and joining us in studio right now, linebacker Stevenson Sylvester. You like to be called Sly.
Yes.
First and last name, I'll boil it down into Sly. How long have people been calling you that?
Really since high school.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's the easiest for people to remember, so.
Tell me about, you grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tell me about that and the football that you played in Las Vegas.
It was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot. No, I grew up in Las Vegas. I played at Valley High School, and it was an experience all in itself. You know, I just remember watching the sixth period PE class watering the football field down for us for practice. But, it was hot. I grew up like two or three blocks away from the strip. So I was right in the central part of Vegas, and, it was interesting.
So the bright lights and all the glitz and glamour of Las Vegas just means nothing to you?
I try to stay away from it. Yeah. I know a lot of friends and stuff back there, and I don't get any sleep. So I stay where I went to college now.
I read that when you came out of high school, out of Valley High School, you were not really heavily recruited. What do you think was going on back then?
I didn't really have any money to go to any camps, to get that exposure for other teams to notice me. And, good thing my coach from high school knew somebody at the University of Utah. So when they came to play UNLV, they came to watch my game, and they really liked me.
And Utah worked out for you. You had some pretty good years, including your junior year. It looked like your best year of the four you spent at Utah.
Yeah, we went undefeated. Yeah. Played against the University of Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, and it was just an awesome year.
Tell me what you learned from that year and what you liked about that year with the Utes.
Really, it's just, when you get together with a team and a camaraderie, just the benefits of having the team chemistry that we had. We all were together for a couple of years before that, so we were all just clicking. Seniors, juniors, freshmen, sophomores, we were all just working together. And the success from there is what I want to take with me with any team that I get on. When I was with the Steelers these past few years, and then now hopefully with the Buffalo Bills, to build that team chemistry and win this division.
What was the next year like for you and for Utah? It wasn't the same kind of year in terms of team goals, I wouldn't think, or maybe even what you had hoped to do in your senior year at Utah.
Oh, it was the same. We had the same type of atmosphere. We just had a new group of guys. We had a couple seniors and a couple guys leave early for the NFL draft after my junior year. But we still had a pretty good record. We went 10-3 and lost some pretty close games. And we still had that team leadership and camaraderie, and we instilled in the younger players. So
Stevenson Sylvester, our guest, new Bills linebacker, Sly, he likes to be called. You went in the fifth round of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is that about where you figured you might go in the draft?
Yeah. Well, I was projected to go a little higher a year before, but, I wanted to finish my degree, and, I took on a lot of classes to finish early and stuff. So my senior year was pretty packed. But, we were expected third to fifth round and ended up being fifth round.
And you go to a team that's a legendary franchise in the Steelers and a team with a legendary defense and an icon as the defensive coordinator, Dick LeBeau. Talk about that experience.
Man, it was incredible. Incredible. Well, Pittsburgh was never on my radar because they already have James Harrison, Ferrier, sure. Foote, Timmons, Woodley.
Some of the best linebackers in football.
Yeah, they were stocked at linebackers, so I didn't even think they were interested in me, and they ended up taking me in. They had a lot of linebackers, and I made them carry an extra one my rookie year. So that was fun. And we went to the Super Bowl, lost to the Packers. That was an experience all in itself, and it was amazing. I learned a lot over the years. Dick LeBeau is an amazing guy. I love him. And, you can only speak good things about him because he's such a great guy.
It's kind of a linebacker-friendly scheme, isn't it, with what they do and the zone blitz that they like to do?
It is. It is. It takes advantage of the blitzing skills, which I hope to incorporate here in Buffalo. And, it exposes some offenses.
And the Super Bowl experience, what did you get out of that, going with the Steelers to the Super Bowl, even in defeat?
Yeah, well, second place sucks, I tell you that much.
I think people around here know that, too.
Yeah, Bills fans know that. I know. From the 90s, I've been a big fan ever since I was a little kid. So I am a big follower of football, so I know all about the Buffalo Bills. And, second place just is not fun. You do all the work over the season. You have success, the ups and downs, and you get all the way to the big show, and you lose by a little bit, and it really sucks. I learned when you get to the show, it's that one opportunity, and you got to make it count.
Sly, how did you see the field for the Steelers over those years? Was it special teams or more defensive snaps, or how did that break down for you?
It was more special teams, especially as a younger player. Last year, I played more defense because due to injury, but I'm a defensive player, so I'm hoping to get in a lot on defense here.
Last year, the Steelers released you right at the end of camp and then brought you back a few weeks later.
Yeah. It was a weird deal. But, the Steelers went 0-4 to start the season and then brought me back.
That had to be rough to get released, but you had to be ready. And maybe you knew that there might be a chance you'd go back?
Oh, yeah, there was definitely a chance. There's always a chance. And so my agent just stayed in my ear and told me to stay ready and be ready for whatever.
And you got to see the field against the Bills on a game early November. I think it was November 10th last year against the Buffalo Bills. Not the best day for the Bills that day.
No.
Remember that game much?
I do remember that game. E.J. Manuel's just coming back off of his injury. So, you know, as Pittsburgh, we had a trouble kind of scheming. We didn't know exactly what we were going to get, either Thaddeus Lewis or E.J. So, I saw the field a little bit against him.
Stevenson Sylvester, our guest, the Bills' newest linebacker. Free agency came and went. You had your 4 years in, and you had to wait until this late into July, mid-July, to sign on with the team. What's the last few months been for you? What have you done over the last few months?
It's been rough, man. I just bought a house, so, you know, I've been trying to take care of the house.
In Vegas? Or?
No, I brought it in Salt Lake. I can't live in Vegas. It's too crazy in Vegas. No, but
That's quite a difference, by the way, Salt Lake and Vegas.
It is.
That's like opposite ends of the spectrum, really.
But I'm a low-key guy. Okay. I like to just chill and hang out with people I know, so... Salt Lake was perfect for me. I can take a drive to go visit family real easy, but I've just been taking care of my house, and I know this happened for Doug Legersky last year. He's a really good friend of mine. He didn't get signed till July as well last year. So, talking to him and just telling me to be patient, and, you know, everything will work out.
You had workouts with the Ravens and the Patriots over these last few months?
Yeah. I had workouts with a couple different teams, and, they told me they'll give me a call, and I guess they waiting too late. The Bills snacked me up.
What did the Bills tell you? When did they bring you in? Did they work you out over the last few days? Or
Yeah. The Bills brought me in last night.
Okay.
I had a rough flight coming from the West Coast. There's been a couple storms.
Okay.
But they brought me in last night, and I had a workout this morning, and they liked what I could do, so we signed a contract.
What kind of a role do you think they have in mind for you?
I have no idea. I cannot wait to talk to our defensive coordinator and linebacker coach, and hopefully it's just to contribute anyway to this team to win some games.
It's not quite the iconic, legendary status of the defense you might have been in Pittsburgh, but you're joining the defense that got some pretty good things done last season.
No, I've definitely, like I said, I'm a football fan, so I've definitely noticed exactly what's been going on in the league, and the Buffalo Bills have definitely done some things over the year, especially defensively, that you can definitely notice. And so I just hope to be a part of that and make the Buffalo Bills better.
Sly, do you feel like you have to catch up a little bit, or will you be ready to go when they hit the field on Sunday night?
I'm eager, man. I've been in the offseason just waiting for this opportunity, so I'll be ready to go whenever we hit the ground running.
Happy to have you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
That's the Buffalo Bills' newest linebacker, Sly Stevenson Sylvester, signed to a contract today. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.